KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly clear sky, 61 degrees remaining temperature as of last hour. And this hour, we look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high around 80. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. The Montgomery County Auditor's Office reports as of Thursday, some candidates had filed nomination papers and will appear on the November 5th ballot for the city and school elections. In the city of Elliott, those filing their papers thus far include incumbent city council members Travis Johnson and Jessica Rasmussen. In Stanton, incumbent Mayor Kirk Requist has filed papers for re-election. And in Grant, four members of the council that are incumbents have filed for re-election, including Jeff Brown, Zelda Schwartz, Steve Williams, and Nancy Taylor. School board candidates and community college trustees must file their nomination papers with the school board or community college board secretary, respectively. City candidates must file nomination papers with their respective county auditor's office. The deadline to file nomination papers is Thursday, September 19th. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports a teen was cited for failure to obey a stop sign following a collision between a pickup and a semi-tractor trailer in Stanton. The accident in Stanton happened around 4:30 p.m. Thursday at the intersection of Highway 34 and Q Avenue. Authorities say an unidentified 15-year-old male was driving a 2005 Ford F-250 pickup when he failed to stop at the intersection. The 2007 Freightliner semi, driven by 53-year-old David Lorenzen of Fremont, Nebraska, struck the pickup on the passenger side, causing the pickup to enter the north ditch. No injuries were mentioned by either driver at the time of the sheriff's report. Damage to the pickup was estimated at $5,000. Damage to the semi was $25,000, and the stop sign owned by the state of Iowa sustained $200 damage. Police in Council Bluffs have charged a man with kidnapping and abusing a 4-year-old girl. Officers were investigating a report of a missing child when 28-year-old Michael Brandstrom brought the girl to the officers, saying that he'd found her outside and brought her into his apartment to keep her safe. The police say an investigation by the officers uncovered that Brandstrom had kept the girl in his apartment for more than an hour without calling authorities. Police say a search of his cell phone revealed several nude photos of the girl. Brandstrom has been charged with third-degree kidnapping and lascivious acts with a child. He was being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail on $30,000 bond. The Creston Police Department reports three people were arrested on separate charges Thursday. At around 9:45 a.m., 54-year-old Craig Hauser of Creston was arrested for public intoxication. He was being held in the Union County Jail on $300 bond. At around 6:40 p.m., 30-year-old Corey James Bonzer of Iowa Falls was arrested at the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston. Bonzer was arrested on a Hardin County warrant for violation of probation and later released to Hardin County deputies. And at around 8:50 p.m. Thursday, Creston police arrested 50-year-old Mary Ann Giles of Creston. She was arrested at the Law Enforcement Center on a warrant for probation violation. Giles was being held without bond in the Adams County Jail until seen by a judge. The Glenwood Police Department reports 36-year-old Christy Wilson of Council Bluffs was arrested Thursday. Wilson was taken into custody on a Mills County warrant. Her bond was set at $1,000. There were two arrests Wednesday in Glenwood. 18-year-old Christopher Davis of Omaha was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $1,300. And 45-year-old Brent Vernon of Glenwood was arrested Wednesday for being a fugitive from justice. He was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. Mills County Sheriff's Office said there were five arrests over the county in the past week. Wednesday afternoon, 70-year-old Craig Tasto of Malvern was arrested at the Cass County, Nebraska jail on a warrant for second-degree theft. And 26-year-old Paul Whitmore of Omaha was arrested at the Pott County jail on a warrant for two counts of failure to appear. This past Monday afternoon, 27-year-old Brittany Hunter of Omaha was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and on four counts of child endangerment. Early Sunday morning, 40-year-old Robert Justice of Glenwood was arrested for driving while barred in Mills County. On August 29th, 64-year-old Robert Carlson of Omaha was arrested at the Douglas County, Nebraska jail on a warrant for failure to appear. Mills County authorities said also that on August 30th, 48-year-old Merrill Namowicz of Tabor was driving a 2018 Dodge eastbound on Highway 34 just after 2 p.m. on that date. Mills County dispatch received multiple 911 calls about her vehicle being all over the road, striking multiple cones in the construction zone. But before law enforcement could find the vehicle, it struck the guardrail at the 8-mile marker of Highway 34 and became disabled. Namowicz was transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital by Glenwood Rescue. And last Saturday in Mills County, 47-year-old Timothy Reif of Logan was driving a motorcycle southbound on Highway 59 just before 2 a.m. as he approached the intersection with Croon Avenue. Rife saw a herd of cattle were on the road. He tried to swerve to avoid hitting the cattle, but his cycle toppled onto its side. Rife was transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center by Red Oak Police. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office reports a Nebraska woman was arrested following a traffic stop at around 10:20 p.m. Wednesday in Council Bluffs. The driver, 31-year-old Samantha Page Jay of Omaha, was arrested on a hold from another unspecified agency and transported to the Pott County Jail. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, authorities say a Sioux City man looted the checking account of a nursing home resident. Woodbury County court records say 52-year-old Ronald Taylor is charged with dependent adult abuse. Taylor's next court hearing is set for September 13th. Court records say Taylor held a power of attorney for the man who has dementia and can't handle his own finances. The records say Taylor spent nearly $23,000 of the man's money since July 28, 2017, wiping out the man's account. The Nebraska State Patrol says troopers seized 32 pounds of marijuana and other drugs in separate traffic stops on Interstate 80 at York and North Platte, Nebraska. Patrol says the first stop happened just before 8 a.m. Tuesday near North Platte when a pickup truck was pulled over for a suspected license plate violation. Troopers say a search of the truck turned up 14 pounds of marijuana, drug paraphernalia, and different types of controlled pills. The truck driver, a 32-year-old man from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, was arrested. A second stop of a sport utility vehicle occurred Tuesday afternoon near York, Nebraska. Troopers say a search of an SUV yielded about 18 pounds of marijuana and 800 THC vape cartridges. Two people from Wisconsin in the SUV were arrested. Officials have unveiled a 300-pound blue bronze statue of a troll that now sits below the popular Bob Carey pedestrian bridge spanning the Missouri River from Omaha to Council Bluffs. Omar the Troll, short for Omaha Metro Area River, was introduced during a news conference on Wednesday. The 4-foot troll with toothy grin now greets visitors from atop a concrete cottage set up on a mulched area by one of the bridge's pillars. The sculpture is a brainchild of tourism group Visit Omaha and has been in the works for 3 years. The idea behind the creation is to keep visitors excited about the riverfront bridge. Deborah Ward with Visit Omaha says that every bridge needs a troll. Motorists can expect delays on Iowa Highway 2 between Interstate 29 and Nebraska City this Sunday, September 8th, and that'll begin at 9:30 a.m. as equipment is scheduled to be moved. The Iowa Department of Transportation's District 4 office in Atlantic said traffic should be restored to a normal head-to-head traffic pattern by 10 a.m. Sunday. The Iowa DOT reminds motorists to drive with caution, obey the posted speed limit and other signs in the work area, and be aware that traffic fines for moving violations are at least double in work zones. The news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.